When did you first start playing trumpet?
Well, I started right about, maybe about 6 years old. Really, at 14 years old, I got my first trumpet down in a lower ninth ward. And my uncle, Percy Williams, played trumpet with Irma Thomas, my mom's brother. He would come by my house on Saturdays and let me and my other brother play when we was about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. Finally, at 14, I got a trumpet. Joined the marching band at Lawless Senior High School down in a lower ninth ward. And before you know it, I went to Clark Senior High School and started the Rebirth with Phil Frazier.
Do you remember your first show as Rebirth?
Yes, probably was maybe at the Sheraton Hotel. I don't think we had the name Rebirth yet, but a long time ago we called ourselves the group. And I think the first time I played with him, he played for our teacher's birthday party, our Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, V. And then wind up going through the French Quarter on our way walking home. Some guy asked us to play, and we made a bunch of money. So we decided to do that every day.
You guys played the quarter every day? You guys were trying to figure out your sound? And
no, we were just playing because we could make money there every day. We put out a box, a chip ad, and we would play for the tourists. And we realized you could go home with 40, 50 bucks a piece in our pocket. And we decided to do that every day. And before you know it, we were getting gigs all over the world.
You guys really changed up the brass band sound. You guys really brought your own spin on things. What the Dozen had done before you guys brought a harder edge to it.
Yeah, we upgraded it a little bit. We did bring a harder edge. We had a good mixture between the Dirty Dozen and Olympia Brass Band.
Mm-hmm.
We were really studying those guys real hard right soon as we started our band. So we just kind of invented our little homeless style, all on just playing and playing and playing and playing. Because, it took a little while to really get a distinctive sound. But by us being young kids out of high school, we had a high school kind of feel to our music because it's just so high schoolish, the stuff that we were kind of playing. That Rebirth thing, man, really influenced a lot of younger kids to start playing brass band music because they didn't want to play it at first because it was kind of uncool.
Uh-huh.
They have on the milkman hat and the black and white, and all the girls would look at them and laugh.
Uh-huh.
The Rebirth came along. We started wearing jeans and tennis shoes and putting our baseball caps on backwards and changed the music too by playing Michael Jackson and all that other stuff to the point where young kids decided they realized it was cool to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Now this brass band's forming like crazy. Non-stop. Every day is a new brass band there.
When you guys would cover songs you just bring the heat, you would just totally change the way somebody would look at a song, by playing it harder and faster and just tearing it up.
Yeah, because that beat that Billy Duggan used to do was do. And then we came along and started going do.
Doing your solo stuff, did your approach to creating songs change?
No, I think what happened was I got lucky enough to have that old kind of just straight play the melody, real simple kind of solos mixed along with modern piano players and drummers and bass players that would play straight ahead jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed with that old kind of Louis Armstrong kind of vibe to it. Whenever you put those two together, you always get a super combination. Because I noticed that's what Louis Armstrong did. He had some of the baddest cats playing behind him. I mean, these cats probably play straight ahead just as much as he was playing on New Orleans jazz. It was hard to tell because you never really heard Louis do no straight ahead. I mean, he had no need to. It just totally made me to have, on my first CD, Ellis Marsalis on piano, Danny Balko on banjo. That is crazy. Walter Payton on bass. That is crazy to have those cats.
Because New Orleans is such a small community, you're able to hook up with some of the best old school people in town, right?
Yeah. I was lucky enough to have Justice Record, Randall Jamil. This guy is loaded with money, still is loaded with money. And he started a jazz record company and fell in love with me just by coming to New Orleans and asked me to do records and asked me to get anybody I want. We had no budget, It was like going in the studio with $1 million budget.
Wow.
I mean, I just did it. That set it off for me. I mean, that just really made my career that first CD. It made everybody pay attention to it. I think it just was a blessing to be able to play in the French Quarters with Tuba Fat, Shannon Powell, all them old cats that really knew the New Orleans traditional, and be stirred that way. I mean, it really was a blessing for me because I could have got stirred any kind of way, like R&B or straight ahead jazz or funk, and I love that New Orleans music so much. And it's because of those guys, how far they was living and how much they loved the music and how much they partied and made money at the same time. To like straight ahead where you're so serious on stage for 2 hours and then you're standing at the bar and you're serious for months. So I always was Sagittarius is one of those people lovers. To the point where there's always one a bunch of people around you happy and having fun. So I really fell in the right category when it boils down to knowing your jazz and being born in the right spot, that little nightmare.
What are some of your favorite spots you played in NOLA over the years? What are some of your favorite places?
Those small bars, Vaughn, Bullet. I just love small places like that where everybody's all in your face. Everybody's dancing their butts off. I just love the small intimate place, and I love the festivals we have here, man. We have some of the best festivals in the world, and we have a lot of them, too.
That's true.
I just played the Treme Creole Gumbo Festival. Man, I had the time of my life.
Nice, nice.
Right in the heart of the Treme.
Nice.
And speaking of Treme, that Treme gave me a boost of my life. I mean, it really set off New Orleans to the point where everybody knows in the whole world that New Orleans music is thriving real hard. They should get down here and check it out. I mean, that HBO thing set it off for us. It really is the biggest boost of my career.
Playing yourself in a show.
Right. Amazing, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's an easy role to play, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
It's like, well, I'm going to play some trumpet. I'm just going to chill out here. I'm just going to drink some Bud Light and just hang out here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
It really is, man. I always wanted to do that stuff. I'm just so blessed to wish upon something, and it comes to. Yeah. I really believe if you believe in real hard, you can do anything. I mean, I really believe that because even in high school, doing my reports for whatever class it was in, I was doing reports on traveling with a band, playing, making records, and playing all over the world. And then 2 years later, or a year later, I'm doing that.
Right.
And I always said to myself, I just want to be on TV and act like I see everybody, because you know everybody want to be acting. But I think if anybody really thinks hard enough, it'll happen.
Right.
It's crazy, man.
You're able to like market yourself just by being you.
Right, which is damn good.
Right, yeah, that's damn good. Yeah, exactly. What advice would you have for players just starting out, musicians just starting out?
Oh, I think best advice is it's a really, really, really have fun. And practice like you never practiced before, but really have fun doing it. And we can really enjoy it. I mean, I'm quite sure every jazz musician in the world is having a lot of fun on stage. I mean, I don't have a doubt because that American art form is the best thing that ever happened to this beautiful country.
It's one of those things where, like, you're bringing the NOLA sound all over the world, you know?
Yeah. Crazy, man. It's been here forever. Great place for jazz. I mean, so proud and so excited to be where I'm at today as far as bringing this music to the world.